Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Mattini. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom here in Columbus, Ohio on the With Insights Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio. E. Garcia.
I might be Mark Mattini.
We are your hosts for this afternoon, and hopefully we will pass along some fruitful knowledge.
And how about food for your stomach?
How about food for your stomach, yeah. That would be good, actually.
Yes.
Lunchtime Wisdom. It's lunchtime, so you should just grab a sandwich and kick back and relax and
right. Lunch sold separately.
Yeah. We have lunch tickets if you need.
Not valid in Nebraska, Arkansas, and Colorado.
Oh, they were upset. So how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Well, coughing a little bit.
Yeah, my sinuses are horrible. So quite a effort on the water ceremony there Saturday, huh?
Yeah, I think we may have overdone it.
Might want to tune down just a little on the water ceremony.
Well, I mean,
maybe at the end you need to go, okay, stop.
Maybe we should say stop now.
Right.
Yeah, it always seems to happen every time we do a water ceremony. We seem to bring water. Maybe they should contract us to go out to California and do a water ceremony.
Well, so this is an entrepreneurial opportunity. Perhaps you could go to the Memorial Golf Tournament organizers and say, "Hey, we can make it rain, or we can not make it rain.
Yeah.
What's it worth to you?"
Well, you know, we're going out west on the 17th.
Yeah.
So if there's a sudden downpour,
right, we'll know.
And flash floods, I'm sorry. We've been known to bring the rain and bring the sunshine. So depending on what kind of ceremony we're doing, energy follows intent. So we have a lot of intentions to bring good things to the earth and to the world. And when you resonate in that energy, I think, it follows you.
Yes.
And I've been thinking, I need water for my garden. I don't want to keep giving it tap water,
Right.
It needs
fresh
water.
Right.
From Mother Earth, recycled through the rocks and the stones and, through the quarries and the rivers and the creeks. And she's like, okay.
And plants don't need fluoridated water because they can already,
Yeah,
you don't want them to not be able to think for themselves.
Right, and they don't need to brush their teeth either because they don't have teeth. It's my Venus flytrap, maybe.
Maybe, right. You can give him some fluoride.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Seymour,
feed me, Seymour.
So, yeah, but, we're just being a little ornery like we usually are, but we want to welcome everybody to the show. This is kind of a free-flow show, so usually we kind of start off with a little bit of astrology, and Mark kind of takes us there. And so we're going to go to astrology time.
So, yeah, I actually got on a... So I have some friends that post stuff saying, like, hey, what's going on? What the heck's all the energy out there and stuff? So I already kind of did a little rundown for some people this morning, so I've got it fresh in my head. So
cool.
Okay, so... right now, Mercury, Mars, and the Sun are all in Gemini. Mercury is retrograde, which we know the effects that causes. And so these are all also square to Neptune. So the whole Gemini part of this is Gemini rules your nervous system, and it's the left side of your brain, the analytical side. So when there's a lot of Gemini energy out there, especially with Mars in Gemini and Mercury, which rules Gemini, being there, there's a tendency to maybe spin out of control a little bit, get going too fast. So those Gemini planets are squaring Neptune and Pisces, which is also the sign that it rules. So there's the inner battle now is kind of our left side of our brain versus the right side of our brain. The left side is Mercury. It's the analytical, kind of detail-oriented, very fast-moving, fast-thinking, side of our brain. The right side is our Neptune, big picture oriented side of our brain. And it, what it does is our, it's our intuition and our imagination, and it's our subconscious. So this is kind of the left brain, right brain, Gemini, Neptune, Gemini, Pisces battle is kind of getting our the analytical front part of our brain to communicate and work with our intuition. Our, on a nerdy, geeky level, our, and I'm going to screw these numbers up, I'm going to tell you now, but the proportions are correct. Our eyes can take in, like, it's like 2 million bits of information per second.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind, but our mind can take in like 20 million bits of information per second.
Okay.
So there's a disconnect. What we see with our eyes, we can't, we don't grasp everything that's going on. So there's a lot of stuff that kind of goes right back into our subconscious, things we pick up. That's how like subliminal advertising and stuff works, is mm-hmm. they put things that you can, your frontal lobe can only process so much information at once. But your subconscious takes all that in, and that's one place that like dreams and intuitions and stuff come from, is all this other stuff that our subconscious has picked up that maybe our conscious frontal lobe was not able to see and process at the time. Mm-hmm. So this is all about listening to our intuition. And of course, there's a full moon to actually, the full moon is in like 12 minutes, the exact full moon.
Yes.
So there's, you know, an energy to be released. And so I don't want to sound like people shouldn't be moving forward, but Neptune asks us to, instead of just spontaneously acting, to kind of make sure we're clearly communicating our messages, make sure we're listening to our intuition and our gut, and mm-hmm. make sure that we're acting off of that. Versus sometimes it's really easy to get caught up, especially with all these planets in Gemini, to get caught up in all the external noise and all the, you know, your Facebook feed and yeah. all the static and noise out there.
I always wash my clothes during the full moon. I don't know why. I'm just noticed that now. You know, I'm going, it's another full moon, I'm washing clothes. You know, I'm thinking, okay.
You're cleansing.
Yeah, I'm cleansing.
You're cleansing. Cleansing on a physical level.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
a weird observation. We will be drumming tonight at Whetstone Park at 6 p.m. for
at
those
6
of you.
P.m.
Yeah.
Yep. We will be there.
Now is when you gather the energy, right? Now is when you get the lion energy on you, right?
Yes.
You just want to feel that.
Exactly.
That vibration.
And hey, if we get a little bit of rain, there should be some open shelter houses.
Yeah.
That we can.
No, that's, yeah, we were going to do it in the shelter house to begin with.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So it all works out.
Awesome.
Okay, unless there's a kids' Boy Scout party or something.
Or, right, some right soccer games,
yeah, some
or something like that.
Yeah. We just have to throw them out. Out.
Right.
Mark knows I'd do it,
too. So it's all. Neptune has to do with water and rain also. So interesting, mm-hmm. too, that, you know, Neptune rules the oceans. So interesting, too, our mental processes are on water. Another kind of a Neptune-Mercury mix there. So it's just, it's, you know, we can't always prolong decisions and put everything off. But now's probably not a great time for making long-term decisions, because there's just, Neptune is foggy and hazy and kind of clouds our decision-making. You know, until we can get those two sides of our brain working together. And this is, even though Mercury comes out of retrograde on June 11th, what's very interesting is Neptune makes a station on June 12th, the day after. So the two main planets that are square to each other make stations on separate days. That boosts both of their powers. Yes. Both of their energies are kind of confusing right now. One's going way too fast. The other goes very slow.
Yeah.
One rules your left brain, one rules your right brain. So it's like there's a lot of people it's hard to make a firm decision or firm plans on things right now.
So it's kind of like the Three Stooges type.
Right. Lots of starts and stops. Yep. And Neptune, when Neptune is squared to Mercury, one of the other things we kind of get is just kind of, it plays in with our dreams and stuff too, but there's like an unsettledness a little bit, kind of. We pick up these things that they feel and seem off, but we can't quite put our finger on what it is, because that's some of that stuff that's kind of skipped our frontal lobe and gone right to our subconscious. So it has to kind of, that's one reason that if you can put off any big decisions right now for a little while, that it's good to do so, because we have to wait for those Neptunian subconscious things to feed its way into our frontal lobe and look at it. And sometimes this stuff comes through and, you know, dreams, intuition, meditation, different things like that. That's all Neptune,
yeah.
Pisces ruled area. So
I'd say it's crazy, dude. I've just been having the craziest dreams. I've been dreaming with Native American elders. And now last night I had
nope, it was here
weird dream, man. I was dreaming with Asians, people from Japan. I was in Japan, and I met these Japanese people. They were just kind of like talking to me like they knew me. And I was talking to them. But here's the thing. The conversation continued as I woke up. And I was thinking, what is going on? It was so lucid. The dream was so lucid. And they were talking to me in Japanese, and I understood them. Isn't that crazy?
That is bizarre.
And then my brain would process it into English. It was really, really cool.
You're translating for yourself.
Yeah, it was really. But I understood what they were saying, but yet my mind was still processing in English. Found it really, very fascinating. They were talking to me, and just we were just walking and doing just normal stuff. It's almost like I was in someone else's body and just kind of doing their day. That's what it felt like. But they call me Yishi. Instead of Iggy, they would call me Yishi. So that was really
interesting.
Cool. Yishi, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, I wanted to throw up something. Throw up, it's not a good word. I wanted to bring up something.
I wanted to gag me with a spoon.
Oh my god, that was totally gnarly. I'll have to download that Frank Zappa. Remember that old Frank Zappa song, Valley Girl, from the 80s?
Yeah.
I've got that. I'll have to download that as a sample.
What's the guy from Fast Time Ridgemont High?
Spicoli.
Spicoli, yeah. I have some of those.
Hey, bud, groups. Let's party.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm here and you're here.
So
we're
all here.
Our time.
Okay. Hello. Yes, we are goofy, fun guys.
Isn't it hilarious to think of Sean Penn now? I mean, he's kind of known as this kind of
like a good
hard
actor.
Ass activist, really serious, you know, writer, director, and it's like. His first big thing was this, you know, total stoner dude, you know.
I wonder what he ever thinks of that.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted. <You know?
laughs> Yeah.
Bogus.
Yeah. I'm looking for those video clips. That's your song. I have them, actually.
But it was something you guys talked about on the show, which I had a reading to do, so I wasn't available there to jump in. It was a great conversation. At one part, you guys were talking about spirit guides and stuff, so I did have something to throw in on that. My guest on my show last Friday was a wonderful lady named Amira Beth, and we were talking about spirits on my show there, and I'd asked her about that, and she said that since time is really an illusion, all these different lifetimes and realities and timelines actually exist at the same time. You can learn to kind of jump through them and karmically change things. But she says our spirit guides are actually us. It's actually ourselves from other lifetimes.
And I didn't listen to your show.
And then, and it's these spirit guides actually are the other parts of ourselves who are in these other realities and stuff. And so who best to be your, you know, that it totally jived, totally kind of made sense with me.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I've kind of been there trying to find out who my spirit guides are and stuff like this. And it's like, you know, that makes total sense. My spirit guides are me. Yeah. Who would know me better than the other parts of me that are out, you know, other fractions of my soul out learning other experiences and other things? Who best to give you advice then?
So do you think they actually take form in just different things in different ways so you can kind of accept it? Like a spirit guide will come as a form of a wolf.
Oh, right.
You, but it's a wolf.
I think the universe uses very creative, and our, you know, higher spirit selves uses very creative and interesting ways to communicate back with us. Because, yeah, maybe because on some levels, A, some people wouldn't be able to handle it if a
solving
wolf
solving.
Actually came up and started talking to themselves or themselves. You know, some people would be committed.
I found the videos. Of course, no one's going to be able to hear them. But
it was very faint in the background there, but maybe they could pick it up a little bit. But I thought that was interesting. Yeah, because we...
Hold on.
Totally awesome.
We have to watch that movie.
Yeah, I watched it a couple years ago. Actually, I found it on the cable channel.
Reminds me of Jake, my son-in-law.
Is he like that?
He used to be kind of like that when he was younger. Here's just funny. I'm going to put it on my Facebook. Yeah, sorry, I didn't interrupt you there.
Yeah, it's all right.
I got sidetracked.
We're
watching Fast Time at Ridgemont High. For those of you who are asking or listening to it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of...
what were we talking about?
Spirit guides. Spirit guides. Yeah, so I think it's our different... yeah, I think it's the different parts of ourselves that are out, you know, in different lifetimes and stuff, kind of interacting and doing things and giving us... message, and they may, you know, part of it too is I think to develop faith and our intuition and stuff to pick up these messages that are, you know, because I know I've had times and I've heard other people talk about, you know, boy, I had this squirrel or eagle or hawk or some other animal that was, you know, doing all this weird stuff in front of me and it was trying to give you a message of some sort, you know.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby.
Right.
Hello, my
it's all right.
Sing for him.
Right.
But, I mean, the messages come, there are personal messages, too, even from ourselves. I really believe our higher purpose and our higher self and within ourselves is communicating to us constantly, you know, the versions of ourselves. That's why I brought that topic up yesterday when we were talking on With Insights Radio, you know, Iggy and David show there. And I was trying to get a grasp on why. Because, see, I don't want to be praying to, like, deities and stuff. I don't want to be caught into that in that realm, you know, where I have to be so dependent on that. But I would rather be able to, you know, tap into a higher version of myself or a future version. Let's put that way. Version of myself who's had the experiences and says, you know, hey, you know what? Don't do that.
Right, and that goes back to a movie we talked about on the show a couple weeks ago, Interstellar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't seen it by now, I'm probably just going to go ahead and just ruin it for you.
Yeah, because, I mean, might as well.
Matthew McConaughey and his daughter keep getting messages and stuff, you know, like written out in sand and little hints and clues and stuff like that, and it turns out it's Matthew McConaughey in the future come back to give him these messages. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the way it works. These signs we get, maybe it's our parts of ourselves and other dimensions or from the future, whatever, coming back and saying, you know, because, you know, like sometimes on Facebook you'll see people put up these things. They're like, if your future self could warn your present or past self of one thing, what would it be? Or if you could go back now and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Right.
And so, you know, maybe that's how it works. Maybe that, you know, we're multi-dimensional entities just living out.
In a
3D reality right now at this point in time. So, you know, maybe we are out roaming the universe in various ways and able to, you know, send messages back to home base.
Future self, tell me about the future.
You see yourself being eaten by a lion.
We're eaten by a lion. Uh-oh.
Well, you know, they have they don't have lions in Peru, but they do have, what do they have there, jaguars?
Tell me about my
panthers.
Past. present self, what do you say? Just flush all those bad ideas out of my head right now. No, we have jaguars. Pumas. Pumas, jaguars. Occasional alley cat.
Pete Puma.
I'm just a little distracted right now. Must be full moon time. Huh?
I want a whole lot of them. Or is that was the Abominable Snowman, wasn't it?
No, I think I don't know now.
There's Pete Puma exit stage.
You remember that one? Yeah.
We just always end up going to comic
books. How many lumps would you like?
Right. I want a whole lot of lumps.
How many lumps, Doc? 2, 3.
Oh, goodness sake.
Bye.
We zapped ourselves. Yeah, so the Neptune Mercury square. I will call this an ode to ADD. So there's Mercury-Neptune square, because Mercury's going to go direct on June 11th. And so there's actually three of these Mercury-Neptune squares. The first one was May 9th. The second one was May 29th. Then the third one is going to be June 20th.
Susie Q's laughing.
June 23rd will be the third of these exact Mercury. So the mental processes may be a little foggy between now and
what did you say?
So then when I was in 7, we moved to Idaho. We'll have to have an episode where we just talk in movie clips. We'll have to download a bunch of movie clips, and we can only talk in movie clips.
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun. That would be great.
I think that would be quite... but believe me, people, if you think we're insane on here now, you should see the ideas that don't make it to air.
Yeah.
you would be startled.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, I perfectly understood that.
Yeah, didn't you do that?
It was a meatloaf recipe, I think.
Mark.
You and your chicks, Mark.
I love that laugh. Oh, goodness.
I like it, too. It's pretty good.
So, a smidge of sarcasm in there.
Sounds kind of deviant and nasty.
So, yeah, full moon drumming at Whetstone Park.
We're usually not this distracted, but there must be something moving over us. At this present moment.
So the full moon is when the sun and moon are exactly opposite. So the moon is in Sagittarius, and it's almost, so it's exactly opposite to the sun, and it's forming what is called a T-square with mm-hmm. Neptune. So we also have had this conversation yesterday, too, like difficult sun-moon aspects. The sun, astrology, the sun is our basic personality and our exuberance, our spirit. Mm-hmm. The moon is our emotions and our ego. Mm. So sometimes when people have, at any time in space when the sun and moon are in challenging aspects like a square or an opposition, you kind of have this inner battle kind of between, like, you know, my spirit, you know, my son, my basic creativity wants this thing,
mm-hmm.
and my moon or my emotions and ego want this other thing. So if some people have this aspect in their birth chart, and it can be difficult making good decisions a lot of times because you have the kind of these two, you know, which wolf do you feed?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll find that every, like, 2.5 days, like, people will maybe
don't give it any drugs.
Change their right. No drugs for the wolf.
No pot for the wolf, man.
And so you will have these different kind of two conflicting desires, and that's one way that you know, we kind of get in trouble sometimes, I guess. It's because we have these conflicting desires of what, you know, what's going to feed my spirit and what's going to feed my emotions or ego or
I never get in trouble.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Ever.
I'm perfectly well behaved all the time. We've got to talk about your t-shirt too. I have a beef. So
it's warm.
But we'll get to that in a minute. That was actually a topic I was going to bring up. Okay, so we have
okay.
We have the we can have our spirit and our ego in confrontation sometimes. So we bet people sometimes will go back and forth on things where it's like I want to do this to feed my creativity, but it challenges my security or my mm-hmm. ego. So we can sometimes end up in a lot of conflicting situations where we change our minds back and forth and stuff like that. And it's not that, you know, we make jokes, oh, people are flaky or flighty or whatnot. But no, it's what's really happening is these two parts of the complete operating system that are wanting to go in two different directions.
Mm.
So it's not that people are stupid or flighty or flaky. It's they have come in with this birth chart to give them challenges and stressors and energies mm-hmm. in a certain places that will, you know, maybe create crises sometimes. And Adriana talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys talked about that a little bit last night on the show about having, you know, you have those intuitions and you're thinking, you know, hey, I shouldn't go to this party or I shouldn't go to,
right.
you know, this certain event or whatnot. And it's like, there becomes an inner battle or a struggle between, you know, do I feed my ego and my emotions or do I feed, you know, like what my spirit needs? So sometimes there's a internal conflict there as to what we should do.
I hear you.
I don't know if I had an exact point there, but...
No, but, you know, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Hopefully the listeners get what you were saying.
Right.
I totally get
it. And if not, direct your hate mail to Iggy Garcia at
at gmail.com. It's posted already there.
These so,
opinions are all marks. Filas? This is Filas.
Speaking of...
not FIFA.
Oh, okay. I saw that, and I thought it was a soccer-related.
Actually, FIFA is... FIFA has many... There's many versions of FIFA. There's FIFA basketball, there's FIFA volleyball, FIFA handball. It's actually a big organization. It's not just soccer. A lot of people think it's just limited to soccer. But it's actually bigger than that. It's basketball.
Really?
Volleyball, rowing, I mean all kinds okay. of stuff. It's sports.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just going to give people 12 seconds on what we're talking about. FIFA is the organization responsible for running the World Cup,
mm-hmm.
and it just came out that I think 12 to 15 members of the board of FIFA were caught involved in bribery, scamming, illegally funneling funds, taking illegal contributions, and about 1,000 charges.
That sounds
politician. So they were caught in this scandal, like cities. They have little, like how they have, they pick different cities for the Olympics every 4 years. Mm-hmm. The Olympic Committee does. Well, this committee is at least mostly responsible for picking what cities throughout the world have the World Cup events every 4 years, correct?
Well, they have many types of events, but yeah,
right.
The major one is the World Cup every 4 years.
Right. So there's all kinds of FIFA members being deported from their countries, and you would hope facing some kind of
Are they being deported or extradited?
I saw some being deported. There's some
out of countries or their countries, because you can't really be deported out of your country, but unless they're being extradited.
Oh, okay. I think they were being deported out of, if they were not native to the countries they were in,
yeah.
they're being
returned. Okay.
Right, because this is like a $1 billion bribery scandal.
It probably goes into the trillions.
Right, because you got to say, even if you're not into sports, when you have, people wonder sometimes why there's such a big deal, but I mean, just, you know, you take a high state football or a, you know, World Cup, Olympics. I mean, if you can score one of those for your city, I mean, that is trillions of dollars to your income. I mean, you've got all these different teams traveling,
seen and unseen,
coaches, managers, cheerleaders, thousands of
food, hotels,
thousands
gambling,
of fans,
prostitution,
right? Taxis,
taxis,
drugs,
alcohol,
those bars,
are things that you don't even see. That
right.
Aren't listed on the...
Right. I mean, if you just want to see a microcosm of this, say when next hockey season or whatnot, go downtown when there is a Blue Jackets home game, and then go downtown when there is not a Blue Jackets home game. Mm-hmm. Restaurant empty, restaurant packed. Oh. Probably millions of dollars just in parking a city makes when there's a huge event like that.
Take an Ohio State game, multiply it by 20 for 30 days.
Right.
People, and these are, and there's people in the stadiums.
Right.
But then there's people who can't get in the stadiums. So there's people all outside the stadiums.
And they come to just party at the local bars and everything. Right. So, I mean, you get one of these events. Imagine, say you draw a World Cup event. Say you draw 250,000 people to the city between all the teams and
just
coaches, fans. Right. Imagine 250,000 people all needing places to stay, three meals a day, travel accommodations, car rentals.
Oh, it's huge.
I mean, probably trillions of dollars to a city. So this is big-time money. And then what kills me is right after this scandal comes out, FIFA re-elects the president who's been in charge this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen? I understand here, the presidential elections and stuff, one president does or one congressman does something, and then you got year and a half till the next election. People forget about it. But this was the same week the scandal came out.
Well, it's kind of like it's like a commissioner. A commissioner isn't for life, basically. You know, baseball, basketball commissioner. I don't think they don't vote every year. Maybe they do soon.
But they did
vote.
Just vote.
Okay, they have a new guy. But see, what you're sharing today is nothing new. Okay? What's happened is, here's the problem. I'll put it in a nutshell for you. Since I've worked internationally in soccer and I've worked locally in soccer. You just mentioned it earlier. There's a $1 trillion industry in soccer. Not billions. You're talking about trillions because unseen monies that other people earn too. This is nothing new that's been happening. Okay? United States had MLS for a while, okay? And MLS wasn't part of FIFA for a while. I don't know if you knew that, okay? But in order for United States soccer to be recognized in the way that they wanted to be recognized, well, they had to join FIFA, and they had to be part of the club, okay?
The old boys club.
And that's why MLS did the shootout with guys running out of the goal, coming at you with the ball. That's never been in FIFA. Those were experimental rules that the United States was messing with. It's about control. There's people here in the U.S. who want to take over FIFA, dismantle it, and destroy it. Okay, there are people. This is a mafia, man. This is a ring. This is huge. This is not. So, if they can take away the powers that are already in power, then that means a new power comes into play.
Right.
And then they change the game, and they change the rules, and they change the happen. So where did they go? They went to an American guy. They used him as a spy, an FBI informant, one of the guys. And he was corrupt too, though. In order to save his ass, he had to sell everybody else out. Okay? Because he didn't know how to play a game. I'm not saying the game is right.
So this guy probably is not the guy who was the spy. It's probably not if they...
They wiretapped him. He actually was the guy who was in...
But there's probably a bounty on his head. Because he probably cost countries billions of dollars.
Yeah, he's probably not very safe guy. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I would have to say he's probably... It doesn't matter where he hides, they're going to find him.
He's going to end up suicided somewhere.
I hate to say that, but FIFA is very powerful. People have no idea how powerful the FIFA is. The FIFA has nothing. NFL and NBA have nothing on FIFA.
Oh, yeah, because you're talking multiple countries.
Multiple
UEFA sports, Cup, multiple Conference countries.
Cup. You're talking about all the different cups and stuff. But basically what's happened is everybody's helping their friends out. That's the problem. But this is nothing new. This has been happening. This
forever.
Is people have been eating.
Just now.
This is how people are eating. What happened is these guys wanted to eat, but they weren't allowed to eat. They weren't allowed to get in. You know what I'm saying? And so what happened was, when he finally got to eat, he wanted to eat more. And someone says, well, hey, you know what? You can't eat more. You can only eat this much because, you know, I need to do this. So he got pissed. There was an inter-struggle between officials and FIFA, is my opinion. People who were actually making more than other people. And then And then there's always a guy in the group who always does this. You know, there's one bad apple. And this is a bad analogy, but there's one bad apple in the group. You know, he just doesn't know how to contain himself. Shit, I just gave away courts, you know, and I gave away Russia, you know.
It's always the one guy who runs his mouth after.
So these are things that people have been doing for a long time. You see what I'm saying? So it's nothing new. We just haven't seen it because somebody just didn't know how to behave within the parameters of the game that they have created. Is it wrong? According to what the Justice Department does, laundering money through the bank systems and stuff, they have the right to challenge all that stuff. Can't do that. You can't threaten people. You don't even realize how many people probably have died in the process.
Right.
See, they don't even talk about that.
Oh, right, probably.
I mean, on books and off books, and then the people who actually die constructing these places, these stadiums and all these different things, I'm sure there's lots of people who lose their lives, you know, in preparation for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings in so much money. So much money. But soccer's the number one of that.
Mm.
And, you know, and eventually it will fall. But will FIFA go away? No. But they've been trying to destroy it for a while. And they figure this won't destroy it.
Right.
This will actually make it smarter and stronger. They'll probably even be more crafty.
Ultra FIFA.
Yeah, Ultra FIFA. You thought you got us, but no, man.
The FIFA Elite.
The Federation of International Football Association.
So okay.
It's a football
I did not know what it stood for.
Mm-hmm. It's a federation, so it's like the World Bank. You know, it's like a group of guys who pull all their money. And they walk. You see what I'm saying? It's
like the International Monetary Fund that kind of
instead of sports
secretly manipulate or not so secretly at times manipulates things in the background.
So it's better to get these hang these guys and start fresh and just forget it's over, because it's just like athletes. They use them, abuse them, and then they're done with them. They bring a new guy in. So they're doing the same thing to these guys. These old-timers, these old guys.
But I don't understand. One guy, the guy who's the head, is the same guy it's been since the early 1990s. They just reelected him this week.
They said that they didn't find anything on him.
But
here's the thing.
That is unbelievable bullshit.
But I would have to say, I heard that. I'm like, well, either that guy is really, I don't know, he watching his back or just looking the other way. I'm not sure. Or he did the Joe Paterno thing.
There's no way that dude did not know what was going on.
But according to, everything's early still. they didn't. He wasn't addressed in the accusations and in the laundering and stuff. There might be a good wheel in there, you know. Who knows? But I would highly doubt it. Okay, when that much money's flowing through your pocket, you go one for you, two for you, three for me. I'm saying half of one. You know.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that that would happen. No one's going to miss a penny, you know?
Right.
No one's going to miss $100, you know?
It's like the movie Office Space, where they take the extra percentage of a penny off every transaction.
Oh, yeah. That all adds up.
Right.
A penny adds up quick if you double it each day.
Yeah.
Almost to $5 million at the end of the day.
They were taking like a tenth of a penny.
Oh, a tenth, okay.
But off of like millions of transactions.
Well, I know if you take a penny and multiply it each day by its number, what it equals to, you actually can end up with like close to $5 million. In a scathing world, there's nothing's taken. Everything's just multiplying.
Right.
So the power of a penny. A penny is powerful. People don't realize that. You know? Pretty powerful. 2 + 2, 4 + 4. 5 × 5. He starts adding up. When you start adding all these pennies, you know, you start getting a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up on the internet. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I've seen how it works. Yeah, because it takes a long time to get to, you know.
Well, they asked us that.
A couple dollars or something, but then it goes really quick.
Well, in a class, they asked us that. Would you rather have $1 million or two pennies or something like that, or a penny, and multiply it by two each day or something like that? I forget how it works, but and everybody's like, "Oh, I'll take $1 million." And there's a few of us who went, "I'll take the penny." We ended up with more because of the, you know,
right,
just because of numbers, the way numbers work. So I find it really interesting. Yeah. All right, so let's take a break.
Okay.
For a second. We'll come right back. We hope you're enjoying our show, because we are. We'll see you soon. Bye.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio, and we are jamming along here. We are at the 45-minute mark of our show, and we're jamming. We hope you're enjoying things. Please call us at 646-595-3440. Share with us your thoughts about what we've been talking about, or something you want us to talk about. Give us a topic. We're willing and we're open for ideas and to have fun with you guys. Mark is searching the penny doubling theory or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called anymore, but he'll find it for us and how that pattern and how that paradigm works. So, did you find it?
I'm having technology issues.
Abracadabra.
Make it so. So yeah, we were just talking a little about sports. FIFA's kind of going under its scrutiny, and we kind of knew it was going to happen. For those of you who follow sports, and for those of you who don't, I mean,
that was a monetary lesson.
Yeah, monetary. Yeah. And I'm fixated on this now, this penny thing. I really need to know. I think I found it. I found it. It says, watch what happens when a penny, to this penny over 30 days, okay? And one day you take one penny, and then you add 2 pennies, and then 4 pennies, and then 6 pennies. You got 32 cents on the sixth day. By day 15, you have 163.84 pennies, and you double it. So that gives you 327.68. You double that gives you 655.36. You double that gives you 1,310,000. So we're just going to go all the way
you
down.
Just, you take one penny and just double it every day.
Every day, your
amount.
By the 21st day, you have $10,485.76. You double that, so that's 20,000. Okay, you double that, double that, double that. So by the 26th day, you have $335,544.32. Okay, and you double that, you get 671. You double that, on the 28th day, you get 1,342,177.28. You double that on the 29th day, you get 2,684,354.56. You double that, you get 5,368,709.12. And that is the math class for the day.
And there you go.
So,
start with a penny.
Get a penny out of your life. Could we do it? I don't know. Could we double it? I mean, physically, as you and me, could we take a penny and double it? At what point would we have to stop? Because we couldn't double it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At some point, if you don't have the means to double it,
right,
you know, like I think I could probably make it up to day 18, maybe.
Right. Yeah. And at about the 45-cent mark, I think I'd be.
No. I'd be kind of screwed when I start getting to the date, the 20th.
Right.
Of
right.
the month. Okay, I need to double it. So look for that on Facebook because I'm about to post it because I find it very interesting. It's just the power of compound interest is what that is. That's exactly what it is. I couldn't figure out the word before. It's compounding your money. So the power of compounding. There's power in numbers.
This is true.
So what else is on your mind, my friend?
What is on my mind?
What is on your mind?
Friend it. Weed out the things that are not repeatable on air.
It's one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not saying too much.
But you guys brought up a lot of interesting things on the show last night too about fatedness and I kind of think of you have a certain, I think I was kind of in the middle of you guys on that last night. I think we have kind of and you're going to love this because I'm going to talk about the nodes, which I know is your favorite.
Enter the nodes.
So that you're astrologically, your birth chart, and I'm going to credit my friend Elsa here. It's kind of a trap to it keeps throwing you. I don't think your entire life is fated or anything like that, but I think you are constantly thrown into situations where you have issues dealing with your nodes that you're going to have to deal with. Your north node, future, mm-hmm. south node, past karma that's mm-hmm. being worked on. So even though I don't think that your life is fate, and when I do readings for people, I don't tell people, hey, this is going to happen to you on this date. You're going to die. You're going to hit the lottery or whatever. I give it's a weather forecast. I'm saying you, on this day and time, mm-hmm. you are going to experience these kind of energies. This is your weather report for this day. It's going to, just like a weather forecast, it's going to rain, cloudy, humid, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what I do with people in my readings. Say, on this day, you're going to encounter these energies. These are the main energetic themes that are going to be around you. I can't tell you what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the ability that I'm going to tell you if it's going to rain so that you have the ability to take an umbrella with you.
Yeah, I mean, but you could say something like you're going to eat that day, you're going to have a good bathroom.
Right.
They're looking for specifics, I know.
Right.
But I look at my chart sometimes. I'll look, everything's like loaded on one side.
That means you have a couple key specific areas you are here to work on in this incarnation. Some people have their chart very spread out, and that's where they don't have any really intense areas, but they have different things splattered around, and maybe one of their things is developing balance, and you know,
I have to look at it
working
again.
A little bit on several different things.
When we were doing that interview with the one friend of yours, I forget her name. She has a website where you just punch in the numbers.
Oh,
what's her name? I forget her name. But anyhow, and I was looking at my chart, and it was like everything was like.
That Heather?
I don't know if it was Heather. It was the other
or
girl.
Lynn.
Lynn. I think it was Lynn. The cowgirl.
Oh, Crystal Lynn. Crystal Lynn. Yes.
Yeah. And so, I was thinking. I was looking, and then I remembered the guy who shot all those. Oh, it took the plane down.
Uh huh.
His chart was like on the other side, like this. And
all the stuff
was like over there. I'm going. Why is mine overlooked?
Right.
I don't like that look.
Right. Right. So you end up with certain. I don't think you're fated or destined to have any specific things happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that certain energies are going to keep showing up in your life until you balance them and figure out how they work and why they're in your life. So I think we always have things that will trigger our nodal axis. And so what you do with those things, what you do with those events, I think every decision you make, every chance you take, and every breath you make watching you.
You're just quoting a song, brother.
I think... one of the great stalker songs of all time.
Every breath.
I'll be watching you.
Batman.
Yeah, all right. But I think we are constantly shown things that trigger our nodes and lead us to have the same different energies, but in like different circumstances come up until we figure out our nodes and learn how to work with them and figure out the right balance and everything. So
That's good.
I try to let people know when I do a reading. I try to let people know the munging times and most best energies we'll be working with and what kind of experiences they're going to have. So I'm a travel advisor. I can tell you where you're going to be traveling, but it's up to you. And I can help you set your camping reservations, but you're going to be in charge of packing the proper equipment. And
if you need it to rain or sunshine, just contact us at 1-800-399.
Right.
Yeah.
We're the local franchise of HARP.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
Please hold. Okay, we're back.
At localweathertravel.com, we care about your weather needs. Please hold on for a moment, and an advisor will be here to help you with your travel plans.
Hi, this is Iggy Garcia, number 644. How can I help you? Yes, the weather today in Columbus, Ohio will be 57 degrees. That is correct. By 1 p.m., 57. By 2 p.m., 64 degrees.
I like the computer voice on the one channel on the... I don't like it. It's funny, the computer voice on the one channel on the Doppler
channel.
Radar channel.
Here's what I found on the web for computer voice, and I want you to know I'm not the one channel radar channel.
She heard you.
Who can argue with that?
Siri, you're alive again.
It's...
That was funny. Yeah, I can have a whole conversation with Siri. It's pretty funny. You were here one time when I had a conversation with her, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was pretty hilarious. We won't do that.
We'll make.
Well, do you have a Siri show?
Oh yes, we'll have Siri as our guest, and I have a Samsung Galaxy 3, so we can have Siri and Galaxy co-host. Why the show?
Yours a girl.
It is. I don't know if I can. I'm not smart enough.
Hello, Siri. Welcome to With Insights Radio.
Hi.
Are you happy to be here? Are you? Siri? I'm very untalkative today.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I can get mine to pull up by accident, but I can't.
Usually she's blabbing her mouth off, talking to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pull mine up without.
She only likes when I talk dirty to her. I don't know why, but.
What button do you hit to get?
I just hit this button right here, just like this. Hello, Siri. And she responds back.
Good afternoon, Iggy.
She even knows my name.
Hello, Galaxy. Yeah, mine must be different.
She doesn't like you.
How are you, Siri?
She's
not talking to me today.
Excellent.
At least she's excellent.
That's very good. Maybe I need to add Galaxy into my contacts.
Maybe. Oh gosh.
So,
but I have this new app on my phone, which is really cool. Here, was yours talking?
It might.
Here's my new app. Ready?
Good morning, Galaxy.
Good morning, Mark.
I'm getting the.
Oh my god.
I'm getting.
How are you, Mark?
I'm getting dissed by my phone. Even my phone isn't talking to me anymore.
Oh jeez. You probably need Victoria. She just let's call Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
No, we're not trying to kill time here. We're just having fun with our gadgets.
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure how to exactly get that up.
Okay. Well, maybe we should work on
guess
that
I
off
can't
air.
Get it up.
Can't get it up. Yeah, I guess not.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, sometimes you just have to laugh because, you know, it's been rough. The retrograde's been really rough.
It has been.
And, you know, I've heard nothing but craziness from people. That just all kinds of things have been going on. But, you know, but then why is it that some people can actually move, navigate through it?
So Mercury is retrograde 3 or 4 times a year for mm-hmm. 3 weeks each. So there's a certain amount of the population that has Mercury retrograde in their birth chart. So on a karmic level, the purpose of that, of having Mercury retrograde in your birth chart, is that you were too mentally overstimulated in a previous life. And now in this life, it behooves you to slow down and have a little more critical thinking instead of being all over the place. And so these people have kind of an immunity to it.
Okay.
But
it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't affect them though, right? They just know how to handle it, per se. Like, things happen to me, I don't let it consume me, but some people get really consumed by it.
Right. Well, people with a Mercury retrograde in their birth chart have the ability to kind of, they're really great problem solvers because they can kind of cut out that external noise.
Okay.
Because they're kind of, mentally they're wired that way
mm-hmm.
to be able to shut out the, and I'll have to look at, I'll have to see if anybody in our group has Mercury retrograde. I'll have to look at everybody's chart. Seems like somebody did.
Probably.
But those people are kind of immune to it if you have it in your birth chart. And it kind of Now, the funny thing is sometimes those people, when Mercury is not retrograde, mm-hmm. a lot of times those people are misunderstood normally.
Well,
so
yeah.
Because they kind of, they think differently.
Yeah, okay.
So sometimes, here's another thing that I've noticed of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is sometimes people with Mercury retrograde in their birth chart are very good at problem solving and stuff, but sometimes if their software that they design or programs that they design, sometimes they're very non-intuitive or not user-friendly
okay.
to a large percentage of the population because their minds just work differently. So what's
okay.
intuitive and logical to them is not. Now, that gives them an extra radar, though, that they can help navigate through things when a lot of other people can't.
Perfect. Very good. Yeah, I've been kind of like trying to disconnect from Facebook a little bit too, because it just seems like technology is a cool thing, but was it you that was telling me this, that sometimes we were talking to your friend, we were interviewing him last week, the Hexagon magazine guy.
Oh yeah, Matt Sevener.
Yeah, Matt Sevener, and he was talking about how the brain gets rewired. You know how it gets rewired and you get addicted to things and you
mm-hmm.
get sucked into it. So I was really took that to heart, and I really took that in mind and going, wow, man, I wonder if that's true or not, you know? So I was doing a little experiment, because I was finding myself, you know, looking on my phone to see who texts me and looking on the phone to see if there's a message, you know? You know, I used to not do that. Before, I didn't care. I just got home, we'll check my emails, and nobody's there, you know, fine. I move on. But now it's like the phone has the... Now with these smartphones,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why I call them smartphones. They should call them, you know.
They're smart. They make us stupid.
Yeah. They're just packed with stuff on them. But, you know, they're faster than my computer.
Yep.
My old computer, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
I
can do things on this thing that I couldn't do with my computer.
Yeah.
So
what we carry around with us is...
Advanced technology.
So much more advanced than the...
So I was thinking about ways to, you know, disconnect a little bit. I mean, I was thinking to myself, wow, so how do I do this and not have, like, a reaction?
Right.
And, you know, because I knew I was going to have a reaction, but would I have a reaction if I didn't? So I just decided, you know, when everybody's texting, I'm not going to text. And when everybody's posting, I'm not going to post. Or I'm going to limit my post to one thing or whatever. And then I got to the point where I was really bored.
Right.
On Facebook, you know, you get bored.
Yeah,
you know, when
right,
you step
right.
away from it, you're going, wow, I've been in that.
Right.
I mean, it's a great tool to communicate and to talk and to stay in touch with people. But it's like being in two different worlds. It's like being in this cyberspace world, and then mm-hmm. you're in this other world. And then we all, and I see people do this, and I do this. We all take pictures, and we all get excited.
Right.
And then we load them up, and then we look at them.
Right.
And we're all sitting right there.
Right.
You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
it's like, what, are we going to get aroused, a reaction, what? What's going on? That we, I mean, we're interacting, but I watch, and I'm looking at my page today, you know? I'm thinking of all the things that were posted on my page and the things that people were posting, you know? And I'm thinking, everything's accelerated. You know, that's the way I look at it, how we communicate. And so I decided I'm going to put pictures of myself when I was younger on Facebook, because I wanted to see what it was like to be somewhat innocent, per se, because I can't say I was innocent at 5 or 4.
Right.
But, you know, I look at myself and I was, you know, I'm looking at myself, at this little picture I have of myself, okay? And I've got this black and white shirt on, okay, as a kid. I'm just a 5-year-old kid, you know, and then I have these pants, and it says laugh, peace, love, and all that, because that's kind of the era we were in the 70s. And so I find it really interesting. And I'm looking at my hair, and I'm looking at, you know, I'm smiling. And then I look at the car behind me. And, you know, it was a different time how we interacted with people. Back then, we actually did things. We went to the
mm-hmm.
park. And we still do that. We go hiking. We go do things. But then there's this new aspect of interacting, which we call social media. And that doesn't have to be just Facebook. You know, it could be internet, it could be your smartphones, which they have, you know, different ways, you know, to talk to each other. Snapchat, they have, you know, you name it, they have it, you know. You can do FaceTime, you can do all kinds of things. So you're never really away from anybody. So So I was trying to think, I really want to, really separate for a while. That's basically what I was trying to do. I was just trying to need some space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to unplug. It is, because I get, like, very scattered in there, because I...
And people take things so serious on Facebook sometimes.
Yeah, because I'll be sitting at my laptop there, and then my phone will be going off. Sometimes I'm just, mm-hmm. Running back and forth to... And it is, you can get, really scattered. It's like, oh, my gosh, what happened to that last 3 hours?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it is, and it's half... Yeah, I had to get to a point where, I kind of leave Facebook down. I get on every once in a while and check and see what's going on, and I don't just, sit on it constantly anymore, because it was...
We should ask our listeners if social media is a good thing or a bad thing, or is it going to be forever? Is it part of our life now forever?
I think it's a part of our life forever. I mean, and I think it's a good thing. The same, we just have, it's like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I like alcohol sometimes.
Okay.
But if all I did was drink alcohol, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Right.
I like, driving and going places is good. But I don't want all my time in the car. It's anything else, moderation and proportion.
Right.
So, we'll leave our other more colorful descriptions out of there.
Well, let's ask a listener. Let's see what they say.
Okay.
Hello, this is Iggy. I was wondering if you've been listening to our conversation about social media and if you have any thoughts on it.
Not really. I'm not a big fan of social media.
Okay.
But you
would say you do use it at some points?
I do it in some cases,
mm-hmm.
but I try to avoid it for the most part.
And why do you avoid it? Something that connects people. Why would you say you would avoid it?
Because I like to be more connected than through a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk to people individually instead of mm-hmm. as a collective group.
Awesome.
I think it's more intimate, one-on-one interaction rather than sending out one mass, body of information to a mass of people. It kind of takes away that close bond.
Right,
it desensitizes you to a degree, I think.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see.
I agree.
You can get, kind of detached a little bit from reality a little bit. But I also find the benefits. So we talked about the benefits a little bit. It's a way to reach people quicker and faster. But I think it
becomes... Yeah, but then it takes away your... It kind of takes the onus off of you to maintain that relationship mm-hmm. by making it too easy for you. It's quick sure. and easy, and that way you don't have as much obligation on your part to make sure that you're maintaining that relationship, that closeness.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that the person that you're talking to on Facebook, per se, or social media, do you actually think that you get to really know who this person is versus, meeting somebody physically and getting to kind of know them and see their quirks?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just, especially when there's other people that are connected through other means that are making comments on your Facebook page, you don't have a clue who they are, I don't like it, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. And we appreciate your opinion that you don't like it. I'm always curious why people would fall in love on a social media website with somebody they've never met. So, Mark, what do you think?
Oh, I totally agree with the caller. I mean, it allows you to be more distanced and shallow on some levels,
mm-hmm.
while still kind of giving the air of communicating or interacting.
Sure.
So I totally agree with what she was saying.
We appreciate the caller for calling in and giving her opinion. That's,
yes,
that's
thank
awesome.
You very much.
So if anybody else wants to call in, anybody else in the chat, I mean, we're open to hear what you have to say. Some people think it's a good thing. I think we can remember that it's a tool to be used for connecting. but not primarily the means of connection. Sometimes it comes, it gets too caught up. And when I catch myself waking up and rolling over and checking my Facebook, I think it's time to unplug for a while. That is huge. Because, you know, you'll hear the bling and you roll over and you're like,
right.
But it's
We are Pavlov's dog. We hear the, you know, it's not the dinner bell anymore. It's that, you know, whatever your ringtone is for, you know, a message alert. Like, oh, who is it? Who is it?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but, you know, when you hear the beep, you know, now I don't, you know, I don't, really don't answer my phone. I don't think I've ever had a conversation on my cell phone, like straight conversation for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've texted, I think you and I and everybody who we know texts.
Right.
And I asked my kids a long time ago, I go, why do you guys text and not use the phone? And they goes, Dad, nobody calls on the phone anymore. We just text. He goes, but why is that? He goes, because you could talk, you can text to 100 people at one time versus, you know, talking to one, you know, so I was thinking, it was just funny.
Right.
Observation that they had and how they saw things. But yeah, I like that.
And it also lets you get, sometimes you can text with somebody when you can't talk to them. There are some places it's not appropriate to, you can't whip out your phone in a noisy restaurant or a,
right.
A concert or
restaurants wouldn't let you
church.
Have it, remember? You weren't allowed to talk on cell phones and stuff in the past.
Right, right.
And now it's like
right. If you don't have your cell phone out, you're the freak now, you know.
Yeah. So do you think that the
really like about it is I can communicate if it's something, you know. Okay. We do spontaneous stuff sometimes on the weekend. We do drum circles. We have the drumming at your restaurant every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It would take quite a while for you to, like last one, the one for 2 weeks from now, I saw you just put up, and there's 116 invites.
Mm-hmm.
It would take you the entire 2 weeks to physically call 116 people and get a hold of each of them.
Yeah,
and you'd have to probably create a spreadsheet to mark which people you had.
Right.
So there's good and helpful things about it. Or if I'm running late or doing something, I can text somebody or we can, you know, communicate our whole group. Because like sometimes we'll say, hey, I'm going to do breakfast, whatever, you know. Okay, it can turn into, if you don't have the text, you'd have to repeat the same conversation to 8 different people.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, it would take 4 hours to set something up like that, whereas...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it just makes you wonder what's next. You know, if we think this is advanced and we think this is something that we can use, you know, to our benefit, could you imagine what the future is?
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine the end game is you get a... implant of some sort to where you have a little part of a computer instilled into you, and then just like in the first movie I remember, I think was Minority Report with Tom Cruise, but you see it on a lot of shows now where you have we're not going to have a computer, we're going to have, you know, where we pull it up in the air and we just, you know, have these
it's like a
chalkboard that's
like a
3D cool. Right.
I wonder if that's in our mind and we just move it, or it actually projects out. I always wonder about that. Either way, I think either way might work. So
I think that's what the end result is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that thrilled with that, but.
Dun, dun, dun. Mark. Pretty funny. No, but you know that's just the reality of things, and we're advancing in different ways, but we're degressing in other ways too. You know. By having these interactions, we start to use our brains differently. So the rewiring of the brain was what your friend was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, he was talking about the rewiring of the brain, how we use it, you know, to have a break from it, because they start wiring it to the way that they want you to, you know, use it. And that makes a lot of sense to me. That makes a lot of sense to me, rewiring of the brain. So let's bring another caller and see what they think about the conversation we're having. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Susie.
Susie, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just chilling, hanging out, listening to you guys.
Cool.
Making me laugh, as usual. You know?
Sure, sure.
So, how are you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Good.
So you've been hearing our topic a little bit about, you know, social media. Anything you want to add to it or anything that what you like or dislike about it?
Well, I really like it because it helps me to be like my hermit self, you know, which isn't really good always. But, you know, I'm not always so good with people, especially when I first meet someone. It's a good icebreaker tool for people like me. When I first meet someone, I maybe not be totally myself because I'm nervous or something. It's a good way to meet people that you want to meet, you know, and talk to them. So,
right.
You know.
I know sometimes you talk with us too off air too, so it's pretty cool. You know, that's kind of how we can communicate.
Yeah, and I feel like I do get to know people. You know, I do get to know people in some way. Yeah, it's better in person, you know, and then you can set that up and everything. But, you know, it is a tool that, you know, it kind of opens up the doors for certain things in your life, you know.
Right.
If you use it like as a tool and to live, you know, I have to have it, you know, then it becomes a little too much, you know, intense. But
so how do you feel about your kids or your grandkids using the social media?
Well, I worry because I have that mommy mentality because it's scary. You know, there's stuff out there you don't want your kids to see and you feel like you don't have control. You know, you always try to protect your kids. That's what you do. You love your kids. Right. You don't want them to go through any pain or anything, and you want to protect them. And you feel out of control in that way. I do, at least.
Sure, sure.
So,
well,
yeah.
My biggest concern, you know, with social media is how I've watched things play out over the course of, you know, several years where people bully kids online and, you know, and kids committing suicide because of what people say online. So, I mean, it just shows you that words are very powerful and statements and pictures and stuff. I'm not saying that didn't happen before, but it just seems, everything just seems amplified to me.
It is very strong. It's intense. So, and then when my daughter's, she's almost 13, when she starts to get really depressed and secluding herself, and I'm like, you know, oh, God, you know, she's looking at something happening, you know, online, you know, because you hear about these, you know, horror stories like you talked about with, you know, kids getting really depressed, and it's like, you know, I don't like that part of it. It's true.
Right.
I never really thought about that. Yeah.
The big thing is when people try to friend you, and then they try to hit you up for money.
Oh,
I just got hit up with like five people who were, you know, they said they're from Nepal, and then they needed money.
Oh.
And I said, well, I already donated money and gave blood. Well, where did you donate it to? I'm like,
oh, please, I don't need to tell you. I don't know you. Bye.
Right.
Block.
Sorry.
Right.
Stop asking me questions. I don't know you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I get these friend requests, and it creeps me out, too. I don't know who they are. I'm like, I don't know you, you know. So,
yeah. I thoroughly check my friend requests now to see how many and who the mutual friends are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I'll accept somebody who doesn't have any or not many mutual friends if they look, you know, if they're...
You got a bikini on.
If they look like... Right. If they look like they're in the metaphysical field or something like that. And,
sure,
you know,
sure.
I'm
the same way. I give people a chance.
Them a little
but
bit.
There is some that you question, like right off the bat. You intuitively just know that, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I love Mary. Mary always gets, she's like, stalker alert, stalker alert.
Right.
Watch out for this guy.
Yeah.
Or people send me, hey, do you know this guy? Do you know this person? I'm like, never seen him in my life. But doesn't mean they're not a good person. So, but,
Right.
You
can't always go by, that's a mutual friend, because that mutual friend might really not. They might have accidentally friended them. You know, you don't go by that, but yeah.
But this happened, you know.
Yeah, because I'll notice, I'll look, like a couple times I've caught ones where like somebody has friended like 30 astrologers at one time, and
Same time.
Yeah. Right. So then you know it might be something.
They're trying to put on a show.
They're trying to.
Yeah, they're trying to look like they have something going on or something. Yeah. Yeah, you're fishy.
You're right.
Going fishing.
Is that how Mark friended you?
Right here. Fish.
Right. Sorry.
Well, Susie, thank you very much. We really appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you for listening. So,
yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too. We always appreciate you listening to our show.
Thanks. You too. I appreciate you guys. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like when Susie calls in and shares her.
Yes.
His thoughts with us.
Very sweet person.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're getting closer to our downtime here, and lunch is about to end for a lot of people. So.
And yet to begin for others.
And begin for others, yeah. And so any thoughts you want to close with?
No.
How about that?
Every move you take, every move you make.
Well, we really appreciate you guys tuning in to our shows here. We have a variety of shows on with Inside Work, which runs on the Blog Talk Radio network of different shows. I guess you could call us a podcast or a radio show, whatever you feel is appropriate is fine with me. But, you know, we have shows on Monday. We have our With Insights anchor show with Iggy and Dave. And then we have Lunchtime Wisdom with Mark and Iggy. And then we have this Wednesday, we have the Gypsy Wagon with Dawn Thompson.
Tomorrow at noon?
At noon. So that's a great show, too. She gives readings, and she brings her insight once a month with us. And then on Thursday, we do or we don't have a spontaneous show, which is called Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio.
And that adds to the spontaneity of it.
That's right. You just never know. You come around 8 o'clock. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. So that's just one of those shows, you know, that we have there just when we have something on our mind that we want to share with the world. And then we have a throwback that follows along with it if we do. And then on Friday, we have Mark the Rabbit Hole, which Mark has his own show. He anchors by himself there. And sometimes I'm there, and depending on – lately I haven't been able to be there because I've been busy and there have been internet problems and things. And then we finish up the weekend with Todd. With
the Toes of Mud.
Mud Toe Sasquatch at Mud Toe at midnight. He's on there for about 30 minutes, talks about his life a little bit, his shamanic views of the world, and through depression and happiness and – despair. He comes from a little bit more of a Eeyore energy.
Right.
I mean, just be honest with you.
Some people
love it and some people don't. But you know, it's a nice change, you know, from all this goofiness and silliness that we have on this.
Right. Right.
To have somebody give their version of life in a different way. So we really appreciate Todd sharing his insights with us. We love him to death. And then we have our once-a-month shows. You know, at the end of the month, every month, we have Gary Heron, and he does a show through the Looking Glass, and Crystal Ball Readings.
You can catch the archive of his recent show from Sunday.
And then we have, either on the second or third of the month, on Wednesdays, we have The Lion's Lair with Adriana Arts. And then we have guests that pop in from time to time on Wednesdays. Sometimes Heidi Howells will be there, or other people as well. It really depends where they're at. So, you know, we got a whole bunch of stuff. So visit our website at withinsightsradio.com, or your website is
www.twofishesastrology.com. That's T-W-O.
And then my website is iggygarcia.com. And then you can find me on Facebook, Iggy Garcia.
And this Friday, at noon on Mark the Rabbit Hole, my guest will be Brenda Pisani, owner of...
Oh, nice.
Mystic Nirvana. We'll be talking some paranormal events going on in Central Ohio and some upcoming ghost hunts and ghost tours. So that should be fun.
And this is the summer of you. So remember, this is your summer to make anything happen and have the best summer you could possibly have and gear yourself up to go into the fall and the winter. And you know what? I want you to just go out there and just do it. Have fun. Enjoy it. Be summer. Be the rain. Be the sunshine. Be the plants growing in your yard. Just do it. Go out there and just do it.
Be
just
the bees.
Be, you know, be, you know. go out there and just make things happen. Stop dreaming about it. You know, make those dreams reality. So everything you ever wanted to do this summer, is this is the time. This is the time to do it. Right now, as I slap my hands and cross my hands here, go out there and be. Just have the fun with it. Because you know what? You don't know when your next breath's going to be. You don't know what your last breath's going to be. Okay? So go out there. Enjoy life. Be one with life. Be one with the people around you. Enjoy it. Just do your best. Go out there and do it. Do it. Well, we love you guys here, and so we're gonna dance on out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. If not, Friday. And Disco Joe says, out of here. Ciao.